could you please respond by August 12th? I kind of feel like this thing's, it's going to hit fast forward real quick, and we're about to find out that based on this proposal that, you know, we've talked about, that the mayor said, hey, I'm trying my best, want to keep this team on the lakefront, but I don't know if this is going to work, and the Browns are heading out to Brook Park. That's kind of the big picture thing. And, you know, give credit to Mayor Bibb. He put an offer out there. Is it a good enough offer to make the Browns want to stay in downtown Cleveland? I don't think so. But that's me. And I don't know, maybe we got to read this letter, this behind-the-scenes letter that the city released to a couple other media outlets, and now it's online. You can see it all over the place. So, I don't know, Jeff. You tell me. I'm talking about it for an hour now.
I would think the Haslams, probably don't appreciate, but aren't overly bothered by the release of all of this stuff. You know, their vice president of football operations sat there in front of media and said, I prefer a dome. So, and you said this earlier. Okay, so maybe that's negotiating in the media. Maybe it isn't. Maybe this. But bottom line is this. We know what it is to have a football team leave the city of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Moving to a dome in Brook Park is not leaving the city of Cleveland. There's a difference. Can we all, let's be frank about that?
I gotta be honest, Jeff, I'm absolutely surprised we've had zero phone calls on that today.
You know why? Because people don't.
I don't think they care.
Is the team staying in? And Andy, love the city of Cleveland. You love the city of Cleveland.
Yes.
My career goal was to work in sports in the city of Cleveland. I'm so thankful I've been able to do that. What percentage of our listening audience, of our metropolitan area, lives in the city of Cleveland? It's a region. City of Cleveland is the hub. But this is a region. I mean, if it were just the city of Cleveland, this thing wouldn't be anywhere near as big and cool as it was, and we wouldn't be able to support three big-time professional sports franchises.
I think
it's a region.
I also think we'd be way more efficient if we looked at it like we're a region. Again, you can, if you look at Franklin County and Columbus, the city of Columbus is bigger than Franklin County in some areas that it bleeds out of the county, because you're talking about city services, you're talking about all those things that work for the suburbs, that they all kind of work together, that it's a lot. It's just, it's a different way of thinking about community government. And so, I mean, again, we're talking about lines on a map here at this point. This isn't moving to Baltimore. It's not. It's not.
We know what that's all about.
Yeah,
unfortunately. This ain't it.
No.
When the Cavaliers moved to Richfield, were they no longer the Cleveland Cavaliers? Did people in Cleveland no longer give a you-know-what about them? No. It was the same deal.
Same, if that's the case, same, no one would know who Doherty, Price, Nance,
same people who went to Richfield are now coming downtown. And when the people who came to the Cleveland Arena to watch the game, I'll bet they drew an even bigger fan base when they moved to Richfield. I mean, if you're living in Worcester, it's a hell of a lot easier to get to the airport, just come right up 71, than it is to keep coming all the way downtown. And Worcester's in this region.
I look at this, tip my cap to the mayor saying, hey,
sure,
you know what, you're not going to be a mayor that didn't go down with a fight. But as far as trying to keep it within.
He wouldn't be losing the team. I mean, let's all understand that.
No, the city, I mean, we are not losing the team. That's the key. What are you going to say, Mike?
I was going to say the fact that the reason why we're in this position at this point is because of the fact that the original stadium as it was built was rushed. It wasn't funded as well, or they cut corners when it came to some of the cost.
They had to get it up in a hurry.
Exactly. And so seeing, you know, this whole renovation proposal and everything like that, it just feels like trying to a last ditch effort to try to keep that Band-Aid on there when you're not addressing the actual issue, which is, look, if you're going to build it for 30 years, build it for 30 years. And if you're going to go there with it. That's the way that I'm looking at it, and just reading through this, it feels like there's a lot of fluff, at least in the
letter.
Statement. Yeah, in the letter that's put out, and it just feels like a lot of window dressing.
What do you want to see happen?
I'm ready to go to the Dome. I want to see the lakefront get developed. I want to see the city take the lakefront and make something amazing out of it. We've talked about lakefront development for my entire life. And the only thing I know on the lakefront that's ever really been developed is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it was at Voinovich Park over there.
And the Science Center.
And the Science Center.
And that brings people downtown.
Yes.
So get rid of the stadium, put more stuff there that will bring people downtown, and we're going to have some really cool stuff here.
The city has done an amazing job of turning buildings into apartments. I mean, if you need to keep the stadium, turn it into a giant apartment. Baker Mayfield used to live there.
That was pretty good. Seriously, think about what that area could be without the stadium. The stadium just gets in the way, man.
I
do not get it.
I'm always kind of mesmerized by when we see, like, was there a cruise ship that came down through there a while back that you could? I mean,
Captain Stubing.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to, you know, sail the Great Lakes a little bit more, maybe have some kind of development there.
It'd be really cool.
I'm ready for the bridge to Canada too. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready for that too. Maybe that's where you take off.
Make it a tunnel. We're already halfway there with those salt mines.
And the bricks are already in place. All they have to do is rearrange them from the old stadium. And so now you can start building
a reef. Just stack them up.
They're ready to roll. I feel like this is a last ditch effort for the city to say we tried and we got this. You know, we did what we needed to do. And you know, if I'm the Haslams, I'm like, oh, so you're gonna wipe away our $250,000 rent, but yet tell us now we've got to pay the insurance and tax on this thing.
Which is $30 million.
Yeah. Oh, gee, thanks. It's like
the best thing we have going for us here, Andy. So the Haslams seem to be extremely willing to spend whatever they want, whatever they need to get what they want. And if that's a new dome stadium and a whole repurpose thing like they have in Dallas, you know, like they have in, you know, like around Lucas Oil, it's not as developed as you would think. Wouldn't you agree? You've been there. Around Lucas Oil, it's not quite as developed as you would think.
No, I thought the same thing back when they had the dome, too.
But they use that facility
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I mean, I can go and look online.
It would just be.
Again, it's about more than 10 to 12 dates a year for a building.
And it's not, I'm sorry, man, moving to Brook Park is not like a slap in the face to the city of Cleveland. And if it is, well, then put together a 200-acre plot somewhere here in the city. Because I'm sorry, if you drive around the city, and I don't mean right downtown, just drive just on the edges of downtown. You can't tell me that you can't find 150 acres of land that you could put together and buy stuff up and develop that part of town if you really wanted to keep it in the city limits.
But the thing about Brook Park is that land is there right now.
Except, so what?
Yeah, it's there and ready to go, though. I'm
all
saying,
right. Well,
rather
so
than,
what?
Rather than having that, I mean,
it's easy to clear land, Andy.
Yeah,
come on in and you know.
I'm not a big fan if their houses, even if they're just two or three houses. I'm just like, I'm not a big fan of people that maybe have spent their whole life in a house and they don't want to move and they want to stay there. And
you've seen, you know, tons of parts of this city that like the fun. Houses aren't even occupied anymore, and the businesses aren't
there
occupied.
There are some houses that are occupied there, and I feel
question,
for those people.
You're a man of the people.
Yeah.
Andy Baskin for the people.
They're going to offer him a lot of cash for that place, I'd be like, you know what, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I know, we've had seven generations of Smiths that have lived here. But,
I think I'm moving to Brook Park.
You know, if my house is only worth $200,000, but you're going to offer me $2 million? Okay, well, no, it's your house now. Congratulations.
I hear there's 170 acres out there that need put to use now.
Mike's in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Deadlines now, and it feels like we're moving forward on probably what will be a dome. At least that's the way we're reading into it.
So what I was thinking is, get a dome. You can have it all year round. You can play. You can have, you know, the Rolling Stones play there in the middle of winter. And then where the Brown Stadium is now, build a boardwalk like you should have done for the longest time. You know, the Cargill Station, all that stuff takes up so much awesome lakefront area. Build a boardwalk and have like take advantage of the lake like we never do.
Mike, with you on that. I get it. I do think though that if it's gonna for 12 days out of the year, it's gonna take its toll on some of those businesses that are downtown that 100% rely on. I can't. How many
Andy,
businesses
it's like
are
15 days a year, man?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of if you. I don't know how you're surviving if you're living on 15 days a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being sensible.
I think this is it, man. I think this.
What would
by
be
August
better?
12th, we're going to know that they're moving to a dome at Brook Park.
Put all that money into that thing, and have people come downtown 15 times a year, or let the Haslams build their thing in Brook Park, tear down the stadium, and put up something that people might come to 200 days a year, 250 days a year, 365 days a year, depending on what you put in there. I mean, come on, what's better for the economy of the city of Cleveland?
The hotels downtown are still going to get used.
Might get used more.
If you've got more events, or, you know, rather than just having, you know, the one...
A big rush 15 times a year.
Yeah, now you've got steady events that are coming into the city of Cleveland that are ready to roll all year long.
Yep.
One more point?
I was going to say, too, you know, you mentioned Indianapolis. Indianapolis, you know, all these different events, WWE coming in this weekend with SummerSlam,
yeah,
and Indiana, they just had Fastlane, one of their big pay-per-views last year. Now they're getting a WrestleMania coming down the road. So, like, again, another big event that could be coming down when, you know, usually with an open-air stadium, you don't know if you're going to have the weather to play with that.
All I know is if Jimmy Kimmel can have a bowl game, so can Baskin and Phelps. And we want it in the new dome. We want the Baskin and Phelps bowl.
Yes, we do.
Let's go back to baseball here in a moment. So you know what the big story of the day was there when it came to the Browns. But we want to come back and we want to talk about potential help from the minors coming up. Jim Clark from the Akron Rubber Ducks, play-by-play guy, nice enough to push back. We're going to talk to him in 5 minutes right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. By August 12th, we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, a lot between now and August 12th. So he is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. The Guardians open up a four-game series against the Orioles starting tonight.
And who will be pitching for the Guardians as this season goes on? Might it be guys who are rehabbing, maybe somebody we don't even know about? A guy in the know is a buddy of ours, and he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jim, is this correct? Now in season number, is it 35 as voice of the Akron Rubber Ducks?
31 because we lost years to COVID and no contract and much other malarkey. But yeah, it's 31 and counting.
31 and counting. He's Jim Clark. He's the voice of the Akron Rubber Ducks. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
I must tell you, I thought... And it's funny because you texted me yesterday after I already said, you know what, I want to talk to Jim about this. Let me just start with this. You've seen Matthew Boyd pitch in Akron. He's had a couple of games for the Rubber Ducks, and he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. Guardian signed him. Might be a sneaky move. Does he look like a guy who's ready to pitch in the majors anytime soon?
You know, he had two outings for us. Did not allow a run, went nine innings. The count got higher the second outing. I think we'll know a lot more his triple-A outing. But I thought he had great command. He looked like the veteran guy that they need. Now, will it translate facing big league hitters? Well, the only one way to find out, that's to get him up there. But I thought he looked very good. He had a decent fastball. He had good movement. And he was a smart guy like a 34, like a 33-year-old should be, and a big league veteran. I think he can help.
This team needs some starting pitching, and he would be a guy. Alex Cobb rehabbing, who they just picked up in a trade. Maybe he ends up pitching in Akron for a game or two. I would think we're going to see one of those two guys, Jim, as a pretty significant piece of the rotation moving forward. And if we see two of them for the Guardians, man, did they nail it then, picking up two guys, and can we say off the scrap heap, kind of? You know, guys who are looking to kick start their careers again. It could turn out to be something really, really good for this team.
And really make the front office look good as they take so much heat, which, as we know, isn't their doing. But, you know, I really think that they made two good moves. We would like to have Flaherty, but the Tigers were not going to give him to a divisional opponent, I don't think. And, you know, this is chances they take that has kind of worked out in the past with guys. And they really thought that Cobb looked good his last couple of outings rehabbing. They said, this guy's going to help somebody. And since it looks like it's not going to be Tristan McKenzie at this point or Logan Allen, which is really a shame, but, you know, why not try these guys? You throw them in. Then they had Doug Nikhazy up once. I think he should get a second look, get the jitters out. He had the road game in Philly, and see what he can do as well. It's a chance you have to take, because whoever thought at this point, August 1, the best record in baseball would be with the Cleveland Guardians.
Not me, I'll tell you that. You mentioned Nikhazy, and Jim Clark's joining us. He's the voice of the Akron Rubber Ducks, the AA affiliate of our Cleveland Guardians. You mentioned Nikhazy. The thing to me that's kind of interesting, I don't know if people remember the 2021 draft when the Guardians took 19 pitchers in their 21 draft picks. Well, two of those guys are here, Tanner Bibee, Gavin Williams. Nikhazy was in Akron this year, now in AAA. And you have Ryan Webb, who was a fourth-round pick, Aaron Davenport, who was a sixth-round pick, and Tommy Mace, who was the second-round pick, all on the staff for the Rubber Ducks right now, if I'm not mistaken. And they're all pitching fairly well. Could they make a sneaky move, Jim? And if needed, bring up a guy from AA? You see that once in a while.
It has happened. You know, Ryan Webb, you look at his numbers, you think, well, he's only 4-6, but the 257 ERA, 110 strikeouts and over 100 innings. He doesn't walk anybody. Davenport the same way, 267 ERA, doesn't walk anybody. Mace had a great month of May. He's bouncing back a little bit. But, you know, there's two young guys that I don't think are ready yet. In fact, I'm sure they're not ready yet. But I'll tell you, they got two youngsters under. Austin Peterson is one of them. He's got these Shane Bieber-like numbers. Now, he just doesn't walk a soul. From Lake County to here, he's walked 13 this year in 122 innings. And mind you, in the 13 walks, he walked three guys in a game three times. Just think about that. He just doesn't walk anybody. He's a young kid with a good fastball. He's a big kid as well at 6'6". And, you know, the other guy is the lefty Parker Messick, who's really pitching well to boot. Another strikeout guy. Another guy doesn't walk anybody. You know, they think that they've kind of lost their edge with pitching because McKenzie and Allen are in AAA right now. But it was still coming up with Davenport, with Nikhazy, with Webb. Now, Ryan Webb could be the sneaky guy. Plus, he's a left-hander.
Hey, Jim, I know I'm asking you to look in the crystal ball a little bit more here, too, because I've been intrigued because I've had a couple people say something to me. What do you think of C.J. Cephas, his first baseman? I know he's got a log jam ahead of him, but it seems like he can hit the ball. What do you think?
Oh, I love him.
I love him.
He's a young kid who's beyond his years. You know, early for us, he had a couple of homers twice in the same game. And I had him on a pregame, and I asked him, I go, you know, I noticed one time at a home game, you yanked a ball you really yanked it foul. In the same at bat, about two pitches later, you kept your hands back and homer to the alley. He goes, well, thanks. I want to adjust as quick as I can every at bat. And, I mean, he's hitting .311. He has more RBI than he has games played. He is going to help them some point, and whether it's first base or the outfield. Now, he's another guy they like to move guys around and play him in left, play him in center, play him at first. And, you know, I really like Cephas. I really do.
He was a third-round pick last year and split time with Lake County this year. How close might he be, Jim?
You know, I would think that he should finish this year at AA and open next year in Columbus, get him at least 2 months more, if not more. He could be, I mean, if all goes well, in a year maybe, but there's Manzardo who stands out there. There's DeLauder who's in there, and it looks like Chase is back and healthy and hitting the ball hard since we got him back last week. It sounds different coming off of his bat. it seems to be. You know, there's guys out there. Still, there's guys in AAA who got a shot, came up and down in Rodriguez. And, you know, they've got some good problems to work with, I think, down the road. Juan Brito's another. He's turned it on now at AAA. He's an elite fielder at second base. He makes great contact. And he has that kind of like by Erga power for an infielder. And he could be a guy that if they can't find their shortstop, because it looks like they're really bent on having Angel play every day. They did not get Thomas to sit the bench. If I was in charge for a day, which, by God, that'll never happen.
Thank God.
I would stick Thomas in center and put Martinez at shortstop, and I would play Noel every day.
Yeah, Andy and I are big fans of John Kenzie Noel.
Ah, he's awesome.
He's something fun. Jim Clark's joining us, the play-by-play voice of the Akron Rubber Ducks. There's a guy playing for Akron right now who is intriguing on resume alone. Khalil Watson came from Miami in the Josh Bell trade last year, a first-round pick in 2021 by the Marlins. Had some things off the field maybe that concerned some teams. How does he look, and what do you think his future looks like position-wise, Jim? Especially now, even that they, you know, moved a couple of middle infield prospects out of the organization in the trade for Thomas.
Well, he's played center. He's played the infield. He's got good power. He's not hit for average yet. He just joined. I believe he just joined us back on this road trip, and he's been out about 10 or 12 days. But another guy that, you know, you like his makeup. You like to watch him play. He's got the long ball capabilities. He has 13 homers and 257 at bats. You spell it out for a year, that's maybe 20, 25 home runs. And he's a great athlete, and you can move these great athletes around. But I like Watson as well.
What's the buzz there for Bezzana coming up?
Well,
it seems really quick to even be saying that, but because he was the first overall, I feel like I should ask that question.
Well, you know, I remember we were in Bowie last year when their big guy came up. And he had all the makings. We'll see him tonight. He looked very mature beyond his years. It sounds like this is the same way with our guy. Now, I hit that grand slam yesterday, and I would think they would have to give him the whole year at single A. I would hope they would not rush it. If they have to rush him, there's a real problem somewhere, which we don't need. I would think Tyler needs the whole year at Class A. If he hits like if he continues to do what he's doing early, he's in Akron next year. But, you know, they might bring him up in middle September after maybe Clay County's playoffs are done, just to see what Double A is all about. They've done that many times with guys in the past.
I mean, he's already got 11 at-bats. People are ready to bring him up to the big league club today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. You kind of know how that is. And that was the same way with Holiday, and then he'd been 1-for-40. But, you know, it's just my days are done of having patience with guys. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
The 4 or 5 years in the minors, when we were all kids, those days are done. They want the impact. They want to get their money's worth as quick as they can. But Cleveland's been pretty good about that. You know, they rarely just rush guys up there. They've done a really good job with this. And it needs to continue. Well, just, there are pieces to win this thing.
Just clean out the back bedroom in the Clark household for Travis, okay? Bezzana will be there soon.
Yeah, he's
going
to need a place to stay quickly.
That way he doesn't have to get an apartment.
We've got him covered.
What a good guy. Jim,
we've got him covered.
Thank you very much. Jeff will be down for breakfast tomorrow.
Can't wait.
One question.
Sure.
If they renovate Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Where do they play?
If they're going
to... Infocision, baby.
I say that, too. I mean, that's a sleeping giant right there, isn't it?
They can't put them in Columbus. That would make the fans irate.
Oh, I don't know. 100,000 seats.
I heard that a couple years ago, but it's kind of died down since then.
Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, if you're the Haslams, you also have another stadium down there. It's not, I don't know, think it's big enough, but yeah. Columbus Crew Stadium.
Benson Stadium's not big enough at the Hall of Fame.
Today's proposal makes me think there is no way they're doing renovations. The deal that the city put out there doesn't make it look real good.
Mm-mm.
Jim,
I want a dome.
There it is. Perfect.
Welcome to the show. You'll be able to sit in on the show next week because you'll be the next host of the show. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks buddy. Much,
take care. We appreciate you. Thanks, Jim. Thank Clark, you. Play-by-play Bye-bye. Guy for the Akron Rubber Ducks, giving you some insight into the future. What did we learn, Jeff? Let's find out next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
You know, it's just my days are done of having patience with guys. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
The 4 or 5 years in the minors, when we were all kids, those days are done. They want the impact. They want to get their money's worth as quick as they can. But Cleveland's been pretty good about that. You know, they rarely just rush guys up there. They've done a really good job with this. And it needs to continue. Well, there are pieces to win this thing.
Just clean out the back bedroom in the Clark household for Travis, okay? Bazzano will be there soon.
Yeah, he's
going
to need a place to stay quickly.
That way he doesn't have to get an apartment.
We've got him covered.
What a good guy. Jim.
We've got him covered.
Thank you very much. Jeff will be down for breakfast tomorrow.
Can't wait.
One question.
Sure.
If they renovate Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Where do they play?
If they're going to...
InfoCision, baby.
I say that, too. I mean, that's a sleeping giant right there, isn't it?
They can't put them in Columbus. That would make the fans irate.
Oh, I don't know. 100,000 seats.
I heard that a couple years ago, but it's kind of died down since then.
Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, if you're the Haslams, you also have another stadium down there. It's not, I don't think it's big enough, but yeah. Columbus Crew Stadium.
Benson Stadium's not big enough at the Hall of Fame.
Today's proposal makes me think there is no way. There's no way they're doing renovations. The deal that the city put out there doesn't make it look real good.
Mm-mm.
Jim,
I want a dome.
There it is. Perfect.
Welcome to the show. You'll be able to sit in on the show next week because you'll be the next host of the show. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks buddy. Much,
take care. We appreciate you. Thanks, Jim.
Thank
Clark,
you.
Play-by-play Bye-bye. Guy for the Akron Rubber Ducks, giving you some insight into the future. What did we learn, Jeff? Let's find out next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.